Hello and welcome back to 2012 in the Church of Jesus. The following weekly report can be accessed at the Voice of the Martyrs website, persecution.com. You can actually have VOM send it to your email every week. Just go to that website and click on Pray and make your arrangements there. I'm Bob. I'm an area representative for VOM. In Mauritania this week, Muslim protesters in Mauritania have called on the government to investigate all Christians in the country, claiming that Christians were involved in the burning of a Quran after Islamic prayers on Friday, April 27. The protesters said that other Islamic books were burned on the same day, and that many copies of the gospel were distributed, insinuating that Christians had some part in what they consider one of the worst offenses possible. The protesters called on the government to investigate Christians to determine their part in the event, and if found guilty, to punish them. Desecrating a Quran is punishable by life in prison, or even death in some Islamic countries. Our VOM contact in Mauritania asked that we pray for Christians there. In Pakistan, a VOM-supported evangelist in Pakistan has requested prayer for several people who have recently shown interest in the gospel. The evangelist, who we will call Sam, had been praying for his good friend Hadi for many months, but they had never spoken about Christ. A few days ago, Hadi asked for a copy of the New Testament. He's been reading it, and Sam asks that we pray for Hadi's salvation. Recently, Sam was invited to pray for a girl who has chronic kidney pain. After Sam prayed for her in her home, the pain suddenly left. Her whole family was amazed and asked how this was possible. Sam told them everything is possible in the Lord Jesus Christ. The whole family decided to become followers of Jesus. Several Sundays ago, Sam preached in a church service. Afterward, a man confessed to him that he was feeling suicidal. His family was pressuring him to divorce his wife because they had no children. After talking with Sam and praying with his family, the whole family gave their lives to Jesus Christ. Pray for the two families that have turned to Christ, and pray that Hadi will also come to know him. In Nigeria, about 30 Christians were killed last week when suspected Islamic extremists attacked three church services in two states. Attackers, armed with guns and bombs, opened fire on two church services at a Nigerian university, Sunday, April 29. Worshippers reportedly were gunned down as they fled, and at least 26 people were killed. Meanwhile, in Forno State, gunmen attacked and killed Albert Naga, a pastor, and three church elders during a communion service at the Church of Christ in Nigeria, in Samari. Although no group has claimed responsibility, the attacks are similar to previous attacks by the Islamist group Boko Haram. Pray for Christians in northern Nigeria. In the last few months, attacks on churches, Christian neighborhoods, and villages have been relentless. Pray for a spirit of forgiveness, reconciliation. And finally, in the Philippines, we want to pray for those involved in the production, printing, and distribution of Hearts of Fire, that's a VOM book, in the Cebuano language. Pray also that the pastors, leaders, and Christians who receive the book will be encouraged to be bold in their faith. Now, when we talk about the Philippines, we're talking about Mindanao in particular, which has become very strong. That's the island in the south, in the Philippine Islands, become very Muslim over the past years. I want to read to you from a book that you can get a hold of yourself, and I hope that you will. It's called The Persecuted Church Global Report 2012. You can get that from Voice of the Martyrs. I'm reading on page 21, Mindanao, Philippines. It's the second largest island in the country. Its Muslim minority is trying to establish an independent Islamic state Muslim groups control 6 provinces on the island under the name of the Autonomous Region in Muslim Mindanao, ARMM, and several Muslim terrorist organizations are active in that area. Muslim is only 30% there. Other, just generically other, is 70%. But Islam is very strong. Nearly all attacks against Christians in the Philippines occur in or near the ARMM. Muslim terrorists in the Mindanao region, by the way, I'm sorry, those figures that I just gave you for percentages of Muslim, that's for all the islands of the Philippines. That would not be true in Mindanao. Mindanao would be much higher, and I don't have those numbers here. Muslim terrorists in the Mindanao region believe killing a Christian will gain them entrance into heaven. They're also trying to drive all Christians out of the area in order to establish their own autonomous territory. Islamic terrorists have been responsible for several bombings in train stations, buses, and other areas in Mindanao. In the summer of 2011, 2 Christian men were killed by Muslim attackers. Pastor Mario Asidre was shot in the stomach and eventually died from his wounds, leaving a wife and 4 children. Clarita de la Cruz was strangled to death by 2 Muslims that he was transporting on his motorcycle taxi. He left behind a pregnant wife and a 3-year-old son. And so, please pray for the Philippines, in particular Mindanao, and in particular the church inside Mindanao, which is having to undergo this awful transition. Also in Mauritania, back on page 20 of that same book, we didn't cover Mauritania before. It's one of the world's poorest countries and one of the most restricted. Freedom of religion is non-existent, and Islam has dominated for more than 1,000 years. Social and family matters are judged under Sharia law. The Islamic code. A bloodless coup in August 2008 led to democratic elections and a new president in 2009. 14 of the 19 people groups in Mauritania are unreached by the gospel. And so Muslim in Mauritania, that's 99.8%. Excuse me. Christians are at 0.3%. Islam is the main religion, of course. President is Mohammed Ouid Abdel Aziz, someone to pray for. The government prohibits distribution of non-Islamic religious materials and, of course, the evangelism of Muslims. It's illegal for Christians, citizens, excuse me, I'm very sorry, to enter non-Muslim households. And anyone who confesses Christ faces the death penalty. A Voice of the Martyrs worker and several others were attacked and beaten in July of 2011 by an Islamic group led by a Muslim leader. So the story continues. Folks, it's not going away. You're going to have to pray. There's always going to be persecution of believers. We could be next, but please pray. While we are still free, while we can still pray for others, while we can still care about others and give to others, let's do that. God is expecting us to remember the prisoners as though we were in prison with them. That's what he told us to do. Thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. And we'll be back soon, the Lord willing, so that we can keep you in touch with what touches God's heart. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on Sermon Audio. Bye-bye.